All right, so tell me about the origin of Steps of Dough. How did you guys get together?
Well, we met while we were studying abroad in Cambridge. That was in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
We were at this 8-week-long summer program, and for some reason I decided to lug my guitar all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. And so we kind of bonded over covering some different songs together.
Mm-hmm.
The first song we ever played was Tiger Mountain Peasant Song by Fleet Foxes.
Oh.
And we covered a Rilo Kiley song, and I think we started working up Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. basically, we spent a lot of our spare time while we were over in England just sort of playing music together. Then once we got back to Berkeley, that's where we were both studying, UC Berkeley, we started practicing all the time, and we were going to busk on a street corner, and we were really scared the first time we went out and did it, but like a bunch of our friends came and supported us, and so that was sort of our first performance. And then we started doing some open mics. Kina wrote a song, and then I brought a song that I had written back at Berklee College of Music, mm-hmm. which is where I started college, and so we had two songs under our belts, and we started playing every chance we could. And then after we graduated, we moved back eventually to our hometowns. I'm from Agoura Hills, California, and she's from West Hills, California, and we sort of just got serious and got better. And we got this gig at a restaurant in Agoura Hills called The Old Place. And we play there every Thursday. And we play, like, a lot of folk music, a lot of bluegrass for people, a lot of, like, classic rock songs from 70s, 60s. And we just kept writing. And we are now here.
All right.
So that's sort of our origin.
What's your creative process like? I mean, the only song that I've heard from you guys is Beneath the Shadow of the King, but I have to say, it's kind of like this really good grilled cheese sandwich that you just decide to keep adding things to. Like, oh, maybe I'll add some tomato, maybe I'll add some bacon, and yet it still works and it never, like, forgets, like, where its roots are. So how do you guys, like, put a song together in its simplest parts and then start adding? How does that all happen?
Well, for Beneath the Shadow of the King, I wrote that song. So I wrote it with a guitar and my voice. And I brought the chord progression, melody, and lyrics to Kina and sort of presented it to her. And then we, like, worked out – this is what – the process usually is we
mm-hmm.
write separately and then bring the song to each other and work out an arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since I wrote it on guitar, she added the mandolin, which really makes the song, I feel. And then we, at the time, we were working with Devin Geyer. He was producing the album for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he added a lot of those different layers. He suggested I play it on a 12 string, and he played bass and added some electric guitar. He's really into adding things.
Mm-hmm.
He likes a thick grilled cheese sandwich. and we had drums, and then he even went and added a flute solo, which I was a little disgruntled about at first, but I grew to love. and yeah, we kind of just, I'm sure we took some stuff away from it as well, but it was very open and a friendly environment, and we just sort of experimented with what sounded best.
I grew up listening to a lot of, like, 60s folk and even, like, some medieval music, like Ritchie Blackmore mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and the song immediately reminded me of, I think it's Coven, that sings One Tin Soldier Rides Away. I'm not sure if you've ever heard that song before.
I don't think I've heard that.
And, yeah, it immediately, like, harkened back to, like, 60s, like, early 70s, like, rock. And I know you guys like your Fleetwood Mac and Simon Garfunkel. And that electric guitar solo in the song feels like Lindsey Buckingham is playing it, you know?
Yeah.
What was going on in your mind when, like, you were writing that song, and was it inspired by anything? Like, what was, like, you know, the picture creatively going on with you while you were writing that?
Well, I also draw pretty heavily from, like, medieval folk and that whole 60s, 70s kind of, like, return to medieval roots, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I was definitely, that's always in the back of my mind whenever I'm writing anything. It's a lot of, like, sort of Gregorian chant-like harmonies and, like, a lot of fifths. And the chord progressions always sort of sound, I like to think, like, Celtic and medieval. So that was happening. As far as where the song came from, I think as a female musician, both me and Kina, as female musicians, we feel a little bit at a disadvantage a lot of the times. Mm. And this song kind of came out of a feeling of powerlessness at the hands of male superiors. So, yeah, I mean, every time we introduce the song, we kind of talk about, we say something flippant like, oh, if this is a song that, this is our Down with the Patriarchy song. So it was coming from that. I mean, we both actually broken up with people like 6 or so months prior to when I wrote this song. So I had that in the back of my mind. And then, mm-hmm. I mean, I hate saying that it's a breakup song. It's definitely not. It's more about trying to, like, grow in an environment where you feel a little bit oppressed.
Okay.
Yeah.
New year just started. What's the band's goals for 2015? What do you guys really want to get accomplished?
Well, first of all, we are going to release our album finally. That should happen in March or April. It's been sort of a long road leading up to it, and we are working with Sarah Rodenight now, so hopefully we can build some buzz around an album release. We definitely want to play more, play to a wider audience, and write more. Really need to concentrate on producing the next set of songs for our next album.
If you had to give me kind of like your sell of this album, like, let's just say for some reason the stars aligned and you were in an elevator with, you know, 20 influential, you know, music critics or just tastemakers, like people that could get the album, you know, noticed. And while you're in that elevator, Beneath the Shadow of the King comes on, you know, and they're like, what's this? And you're like, oh, I know what this is. And you could sell it in that short little elevator ride. What do you think you would say?
Oh, wow. I would say, I would say, listen up. first of all, take a good listen. I think it combines elements of folk and pop in a way that people seem to really latch onto these days. I think the instrumentation is exciting. It uses instruments that you don't typically hear. We have the mandolin, flute solo, 12 string, but it still manages to be really catchy and poppy at the same time. And it's about feelings that especially women can relate to. So there's that selling point. Sort of a feminist anthem if you really dig into it. And overall, it's just, I think it sounds very appealing.
Okay. Let's have a little bit of fun. Considering how the band sounds, taking that into consideration, what do you think someone would be surprised at what you listen to? Like a band that you listen to that people would be surprised of, like shocked that you love this band considering the way Steps of Dough sounds?
Wow. I could name several different people. I'm really into some electronic music. Mm-hmm. I really like Toro y Moi, which I don't think we sound anything like at all. And let's see. I love pop. I mean, I don't know if that would be surprising, but I really have a deep appreciation for people like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift and mm-hmm. Lady Gaga. Yeah, I feel like those are pretty far away from what we're doing.
Okay. Do you think like the current rise, or not even the current rise, because it's kind of, you know, leveling out now, but the rise a couple of years ago of Americana helps you guys? That like that urge to kind of listen to something a little bit deeper lyrically and musically helps you guys in what you're trying to deliver?
I think it does. I mean, I think the type of music that we're playing is actually surprisingly has like a mass appeal, more so than it would have like, I don't know, 10 years ago. Like, you have bands like Mumford and Sons mm-hmm. and the Lumineers sort of making banjos and mandolins seem really cool, which is good. I feel like that paves the way for other people to make interesting music mm-hmm. with Americana roots.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to tell our audience?
The only thing I would add is come find us at the old place if you're in the LA area, and follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, email us at our Gmail. I don't know. That's about it.